Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
All right, let's welcome back Diamond and Silk, YouTube sensations and President Trump's most fervent supporters. Diamond and Silk, good morning.
Good morning.
Really nice to have you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
On State of the Union Week, let me bounce off some stuff off of you. Jay-Z and Van Jones sat down for an interview this weekend and, of course, talked about the President of the United States. Here's a little bit of what Jay-Z had to say about the president, calling him a superbug racist. Listen to this.
Because once you do that, all of the other closet racists just run back in the hole. You haven't fixed anything. What you've done was spray perfume on a trash can. Mm-hmm. And what you do when you do that is, you know, the bugs come and you spray something and then they come and then you create a super bug.
What?
Right, because you don't take care of the problem. You don't take the trash out. You just keep spraying whatever over it to make it acceptable. And then, you know, as those things grow, then you create a super bug. And then now we have Donald Trump, the super bug.
The super bug, Donald Trump. Just all this racism led us to Donald Trump. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I think it's really sad when you have a, you know, an influencer like Jay-Z disrespecting our president, calling him a bug and referring to him as trash. You know, we voted for a businessman. About 60-some million of us voted for this businessman that's doing a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Jay-Z is wrong. I think he's wrong. He's totally wrong. To refer to our president in that way. Mm-hmm. And I think he need to check his own self.
That's right, because this is a form of race baiting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a form of hating. Jay-Z, with him being an influencer, should influence people to want to do better for themselves.
Right.
To influence people to be behind a president that want to see them thriving and not just trying to survive. That's what Jay-Z should be doing.
Right, instead of, like Silk just said, race baiting. You know, we was appalled when we heard it. We was taken aback. And, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's right.
Imagine if he would have said this about Obama or even George Bush.
Well, let me also...
I don't know why these people, these rappers, want to disrespect our president, want to tell us how to live when all of their rap songs, they're degrading women.
Right.
Look at how they live it.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about your morality. We don't need you giving us no opinion. We need you to go somewhere and sit down. And what's wrong with him is that his influence did not get Hillary Clinton.
Well, we also heard from Jay-Z. There's a question about the black unemployment rate. And in fact, here's how Jay-Z answered it real quick.
He is somebody who's now saying, look, I'm growing, I'm dropping black unemployment. Black people are doing well under my administration. Does he have a point that maybe the Democrats have been giving us good lip service but no jobs? Maybe he's going to say terrible things but put money in our pocket. Does that make him a good leader?
No, because it's not about money at the end of the day. Money is not, doesn't equate to like happiness. It doesn't. That's not missing the whole point. We treat people like human beings. That goes back to the whole thing. You're going to treat me really bad and pay me well. It's not going to lead to happiness.
The president responding, somebody please inform Jay-Z that because of my policies, black unemployment has just been reported to be at the lowest rate ever recorded.
He's right.
That's right.
And the president don't treat Americans. He don't treat people. He don't treat people bad at all. The mere fact that Jay-Z said it, I don't know where his head is at. Listen, but we got proof now that Jay-Z called women out of their names. We got proof of his mistreatment of women, you know, but for him to, the double standard, it's the hypocrisy and the double standard on the left is real. Listen, black unemployment rate is the lowest that we've seen it. Black home ownership among African Americans is the highest. So, really, what we need to do is really ignore Jay-Z.
That's right. And if money do not make you happy at the end of the day, why is he charging for his concert?
That's right.
Please.
Yeah. Hey, boy, he likes that stuff.
You know, you got to have money in order to be able to eat and pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, when a mother can't feed her hungry children because she don't have no money, she is saddened. But when she can feed her children, pay her bills, she's happy.
That's right. And to tell people that, oh, you don't need no money, don't worry about what he's doing. Those tax cuts is nothing. And you got money? That is what's sickening.
Yeah.
And that's what the American people need to wake up. Look at who's telling you what. I'm going to say this here. Sometimes the African Americans want to blame the white man. Sometimes it's people of our own color holding us back.
That's That's right.
For him to be a powerful influencer and go tell, no, you don't need that money. Oh, the money don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, if it don't mean nothing, he should give his all away, give his houses and his cars away, and go live out there in California on Skid Row, and then let us know how that's working for him.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a man whose wife wore, I think it was estimated, $11 million worth of jewelry last night.
Whoa.
I don't even wear $11 million worth of jewelry unless it's costume. It's just costume stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
He would have been better off going down to the TJ Maxx and we're just getting some costume jewelry.
Sure. But see...
But, you know, it's sad and it's sickening. And the Hollywood, these rappers that's making all of this money, they are out of touch with the average Americans. They really are. But it's time for Americans to wake up.
That's
wake
right.
up right here. And see, look at these people telling you that you don't need to have nothing but crumbs.
That's
you
right.
can no longer vote for a system that keeps handing you crumbs and keep giving you the bare minimum so that they can be over you and they can have the power and you can be beneath them. That can no longer happen.
So, in 30 seconds, though, I agree with you. I agree with everything that you're saying. But the question is, are people going to wake up? Are the African Americans in this country going to wake up and see this for what it is? That $1,000 bonus does mean a lot to me.
Absolutely does mean a lot. Let me tell you something. The Democrats, what they probably would have did was gave you a $200 stimulus where you go and you blow that for a day and that would have been in. The one thing that I can appreciate about our president, he wants you to have money in your pocket every time that you get paid.
That's
he
right.
wants more jobs back over here. But you listen, Obama was the one that said these jobs will never come back.
That's right.
They will never come back. Now they're coming back. People are able to pick and choose on where they want to work at. And they're getting pay raises. That's what the American people care about. I hate it that these rappers have made so much money that they're out of touch, but this is what's happening in the hood. This is what's happening really in America, period.
Congressman, real quick here, we got 30 seconds left. Representative Maxine Waters is going to give a televised address on BET following Trump's State of the Union address tomorrow. Why is BET just always liberal, and why do they believe every black American feels the same way?
I have no idea, but I hope if Maxine going to give a response, I hope she also give a response to the fact that she lives in a $4.3 million home on a $174,000 salary. Let those black and brown people know, how is that? And how is it that you're not even representing your district, but you living high off the hog? It's time for black and brown people to wake up smell the coffee. The people that claim to represent you, they living high off the hog, and you still living in a hood and huts.
Well, we've definitely... Diamond and Silk, you're the greatest. If you haven't had your fill of Diamond and Silk yet this morning, diamondandsilk.com is the place you can find them. They're always producing new content, always talking about everything, and they love President Trump. Diamond and Silk, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, and don't forget to join our chit-chat tour, diamondandsilk.com.
Well, nice to chit-chat with you this morning.